الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح ابن مريم وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم، إلى آخر الآية. وقال سبحانه وتعالى بل رفعه الله. وعن حذيفة ابن أسيد الغفاري رضي الله عنه أنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما تذاكرون؟ قال نذكر الساعة. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها لن تقوم حتى تروا قبلها 10 آيات. وفي هذه الرواية قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من علامات الساعة ومن علامات قرب القيامة نزول عيسى بن مريم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected brothers, elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, time is of the essence and very, very limited. Inshallah, I would like to highlight before yourselves 3 things in today's khutbah. Number one, very, very important again, but it's just a continuation from what I've mentioned in the past 2 weeks. One brother came up to me and said, if there is one thing that I should hold on to after the month of Ramadan, just one thing, tell me what should that be? The answer is, you know, obviously I may be wrong, but the answer is hold steadfast to Salatul Fajr after the month of Ramadan. Bas. Inshallah, I'm not saying nothing else. But if you can hold steadfast to Fajr and Namaz, then you believe me, everything else is easy. Everything else is easy. And I would like to quote to yourselves, I'm sure a lot of our brothers here and sisters would have heard of a battle in the history of Islam which happened in 641 CE. You're looking at approximately somewhere in the region of 20 AH. So approximately 9-10 years after the Messenger of Allah passed away, during the era of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. I just want to give you one lesson from that battle. This was a battle that was fought under the leadership and the commandership of Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. Muslims from amongst the wars that were fought against the Roman and the Persian empires. Amongst the wars that were fought, one was the battle of Tustar. The battle of Tustar. Tustar is an area, modern day Iran, which is an area of Khuzestan. Khuzestan, Khuzestan. So it was a battle that was fought in Iran. The commander-in-chief of the Muslim army, Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. So I want to highlight to you something, and it's a very, very important lesson. They fought their jihad. And alhamdulillah, they fought and they fought, and today this is why we are Muslim. After the tawfiq of Allah, number one, and number two, after the sacrifices of the Sahaba, we are today Muslims and we are today having masjids in this country, and we are what we are because of the efforts of the Messenger of Allah and the Sahaba. We should never ever raise a finger to any Zahabi, because you believe me, they are a million times better than me and you. Every Sahabi. Because does anyone here have a guarantee from Allah? Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Every single Sahabi has. Shah Waliyullah Muhaddis Dehlvi rahimahullah says, 50,000 years before Allah created the world, did Allah not know when the Sahaba will come to the world what they will do? You tell me, did Allah not know? Allah knows. But despite that, in the eternal kalam and the word of Allah, what did Allah say? Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them. No matter what they will do, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them. And inshallah, I do not want to go into that topic, but inshallah, Sayyidina, there were 30,000 Muslims in the Battle of Tustar that was fought around 20 AH, 9-10 years after the demise of the Messenger of Allah. 30,000 Muslims, 150,000 non-Muslims. It was a battle that was fought against the Sasanian Empire, S-A-S-A-N-I-A-N, Sasanian Empire, a part of the Persian Empire. Who was a commander of the non-Muslim army? It was Hormuzan. One of them was Hormuzan. Anyway, he was captured. But what I want to tell you, Muslims were victorious after many, many months. They lay siege, and it was a very, very fortified area. It was a very fortified area. But the question is, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik was also a participant in that battle. When Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik used to think of that battle, he used to cry. Someone asked him, why are you crying? You were victorious. He says, because that was the only day of my life and the life of many others when we were not able to read Fajr Salat on time. And that what makes me cry. Ask yourselves, when was the last time you cried because you missed it? Fajr Namaz in the morning. If there was anyone who was excused from leaving out Fajr Namaz, would have been who? A Mujahid, who is in the midst of the battle. Mine and your jihad in this country is to read Fajr Namaz every single day with Jama'at. You believe me, this is your jihad. This is your daily jihad. I'd like to share with you a few hadith of the Messenger of Allah. Hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim on the authority of Sayyidina Jundub ibn Abdullah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, Man salla subh, fahuwa fi dhimmatillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who reads Salatul Subh, yani Fajr Namaz, with Jama'ah, then you are in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine, you do not need protection of America. You do not need the protection of the West and what they say. You do not need the protection of tanks. You need the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because in al-qulub bayna isbu'ain min asabi' al-Rahman. All hearts are within the control and the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kama yaliqu bi sha'nihi. As is befitting the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know what the word finger means. Allah ta'ala knows best. So look at the hadith. Look at the other hadith. Look at the hadith quoted by Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah has quoted a hadith, if I remember rightly. It's quoted by Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah. It's quoted in Al-Jami' al-Saghir on the authority of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik. Bashir al-Mashayin fi al-Zulam ila al-Masajid bin Nur al-Tam yawm al-Qiyamah. Or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, give glad tidings to those individuals that come walking to the masjid in the dark of the morning, and they come, they will have light and complete light on the day of Qiyamah. Then you have another hadith mentioned by, if I remember correctly, it's mentioned by Imam Muslim as well, number one, and number two from Sayyidina Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. Both have mentioned the hadith on the authority of Abdul Malik ibn Umair radiyallahu an. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal has mentioned it on the authority of Sayyidina, it's a nun, another sahabi, ibn Ruwayba. What did Rasulullah say? لَنْ يَلِجَنَّارْ أَحَدٌ صَلَّى قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسَ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. That individual will never enter the fire of hell if you read salat before tulu' al-shams and before ghurub al-shams. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Kitab al-Salat. مَنْ صَلَّى الْبَرْدَيْنِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You read the two cold salat, Fajr and Asr, and you will, inshallah, you will go into Jannah. There are so many riwayat. Then you have a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, both. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned in Kitab al-Adhan, where he's mentioned in Kitab al-Salat, it's a part of Kitab al-Salat in Sahih Bukhari, in Bab al-Adhan. What did he say? The hadith, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, أَثْقَلُ الثَّلَاتَ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ أَثْقَلُ الثَّلَاتَ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ صَلَاتُ الْعِشَاءِ وَصَلَاتُ الْفَجْرِ. The two most difficult salats upon the munafiqeen are Fajr and Isha. In other words, what is Allah telling me and you? If you are in Fajr, if you are in Isha, this is a sign for you, you have no nifaq. Inshallah. You have no nifaq. So my first message, inshallah, our daily jihad is what? Fajr namaz in the masjid. Try and make a promise, inshallah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what you want to do. You know, there is no, alhamdulillah, you make dua for the people of Palestine, alhamdulillah. But you know what is the greatest thing you can do? Is change our lives. Ask yourself, and I'm asking myself first, when will I change my life? 18 months of massacres and genocide, is that not enough? 18 months of seeing 50, 60, 70, and up to 200,000 people. How many people, how many of our brothers, sisters are buried under rubble? And still, I am absolutely not changing. I am still entertaining myself. I am still eating. I am still drinking. I am still enjoying myself. And it's nothing has happened. Ask yourselves, have you made dua for your Palestinian brothers and sisters as if your child was in ICU, breathing his last? Is that how me and you have made dua? If a son, if a child, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone good health. But we all have to go. If we have a loved one in a coma, and how do we make dua? And then you say, you know what, I'm going to give money in charity, and then I'm going to do this. Is that the way me and you have made dua for my brothers and sisters in Palestine? Is that how we have made dua? A child was involved in an accident, a family member was involved in an accident, and the doctors are saying, it's critical. It's a critical time. I believe you. Believe me, you will come for Fajr namaz and you will spend time in sajda here. You will read Quran. You will say to Allah, oh Allah, if you grant relief to my loved one, oh Allah, I will read one entire Quran. I will read two Qurans. I will read, oh Allah, I will give this man in charity. Is that how we are doing and behaving for our brothers and sisters in Palestine? So my first message for today, inshallah, please try and come for Fajr namaz. Try and come for Isha salat. Inshallah, you know, just try and do it. You know, like I've told you, maybe we might not have the capacity and the courage to go out in the battlefield and fight against the enemy. But fighting against our greatest enemy, which is Shaitan, and also, I'm sure you know who, okay, what do we do? Try and do that. That's number one. My message number two for today, inshallah. Today we are living in a global village. Today we are living in a global village. What does that mean? We have information on the palm of your hands. You know, mashallah, Parvez was speaking to me just before Jumu'ah Salat, and he said, mashallah, Uncle Google is now saying this. Mashallah, you know, if you look at Google, okay, there is absolutely no lack of information. There is no lack of information. And it's only information. It's not knowledge. It's not ilm. It is information. Please be very, very careful who you are taking your knowledge from when you go online. Today, you will find a lot of information. Have you deciphered? You believe me, there are a lot of websites when you go onto the Google search engine. There are a lot of websites right at the top, Qadianis. Right at the top, there will be Shia. Right at the top, you'll find another deviated group. And then they will tell you, today, our challenge, listen, you know, mashallah, I'm telling myself. When was the last time we educated our children in regards to our aqidah about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam? When was the last time? Do I and you remember when was the last time I read anything upon Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and my aqidah as a Muslim and what I believe? Today you will have absolutely flooded on the internet, you will find in regards to Good Friday, what they believe about Good Friday, and then what they believe about Easter Sunday, and then what they believe about Shrove Tuesday, and what they believe about Ash Wednesday, and what they believe about Lent, and what they believe about Palm Sunday, and you name it. And then what they believe about Maundy Thursday, I'm sure everyone knows, Maundy Thursday, M-A-U-N-D-Y Thursday. Today, the challenge is not only the internet. Unfortunately, we have today deviated Muslim scholars who are interpreting our faith completely in the wrong manner. How many people do we have amongst the Muslim ummah today, so-called scholars? So-called scholars. How many do we have that say Isa alayhi salam is not coming back? So we have an external challenge, we have an internal challenge. The external challenge, our children need to know the truth between what is our aqidah in regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam and what is our aqidah. And then you have also the internal challenge where people are now interpreting the second coming of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam. Okay, that is not Isa alayhi salam. He's died his natural death and he's not coming back. He was buried and everything else. We need to educate our children. You know, I'm sure everyone knows here, Easter Sunday is not when the festive period, you know, the Easter period is the most, you can say, the most authentic, or not authentic, I'm sorry, it's the most celebrated festival of the Christian calendar. Even more than Christmas, because Christmas is only absolutely commercial. It's only commercialized. Okay, it's only a money-making scheme. Okay, really, there's absolutely nothing about Christmas. Okay, now when it comes to Easter, this is one of the most celebrated festivals or commemorated festivals that you will have in the Christian calendar. What do see? It does not start from Easter Sunday. It does not start from Good Friday. It starts from when? It starts from Lent. What is Lent? They believe Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam in the desert, he fasted for 40 days. And what do they believe? You do three things in those days. Number one, you do prayers. Number two, you fast. And number three, prayers, fasting and charity. And mashallah, that's what we do in the month of Ramadan. So, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So they pray, they fast, and it's almsgiving and it's charity. So that is when it starts. Now, mashallah, I'm sure a lot of you know here, what is Shrove Tuesday? What is Shrove Tuesday? You know, mashallah, before they start the fasting on Wednesday, before they start the fasting on Wednesday, which is the first day of Lent, Shrove Tuesday is before the Lent. What do they do? Pancake Day. That's what they call it. They call it Pancake Day. Why? Because you want to fast for 40 days. So before that, you fatten yourself. You eat a lot. You eat to your fill. So what do? They make pancakes on that day. And mashallah, you become bloated. Okay, and then you can fast. So, you know, a lot of Muslims as well, unknowingly, they will say to their mom on Tuesday, Sharaf Tuesday, "Mom, can we have some pancakes? Because my friend told me I must have pancakes on Tuesday." Okay, number one, is it healthy? Is it not healthy? Okay, and everything else. And then you have Ash Wednesday. Inshallah, this is something else as well. It's the first day of Lent. Ash Wednesday is the first day of Lent. And then you got, inshallah, we'll just go back. Good Friday. What is Good Friday? This is what they believe. The Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was killed. He was crucified. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came into Baytul Maqdis. Me and you should not say Jerusalem. For me and you, it is not Jerusalem. It is Baytul Maqdis. Try and get into the habit of using Arabic words. Don't say verse number this of the Quran. Say ayat number. Ayat number. Try and look at ayat number 157 in Surah An-Nisa. Surah number 4 in the Quran. Ayat number 157, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They did not kill Isa alayhi salam. They did not crucify him. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. It was, they were deluded by a resemblance of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala raised him, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to the sky. So they believe Good Friday, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was, so Isa alayhi salam on Thursday, they believe it to be the Monday, they call it Monday Thursday. What is Monday Thursday? That is the day, Last Supper, the day of the Last Supper. When Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, this is what they believe. They believe this is the Last Supper of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. On Friday, he was killed. He was killed by the Jews. This is what they believe. And then they left Isa alayhi salam crucified. They left him in the holy, you know, they call it, now it's become known as the holy sepulchre church in the old city in Palestine. In the old city in Palestine, anyone who's been, and then you, mashallah, you got a road that is called Via Colorosa. Via Colorosa. That is where they believe Isa alayhi salam was given the cross and it was tied to the back of Isa alayhi salam, and then he was taken to the place of his sacrifice, and then he was crucified. He was there after he was shrouded, and then he was buried in a tomb in that church, and then they put a big massive stone onto the cave. And then for the Saturday they left Isa alayhi salam there. On Sunday when they came back, they could not find the body. So they believe that is when he was resurrected, and that is when he was raised. Me and you, for us, our aqidah in regards to Isa alayhi salam is simple. And that's what we need to educate our children. Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam. Simple. The parable of Isa alayhi salam in the sight of Allah is like Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam, did he have the intermediary of a mother and father? Isa alayhi salam had no mother and father. Isa, if Allah Ta'ala can create Adam alayhi salam without the intermediary of a mother and father, solely with the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why can't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create Isa alayhi salam without the intermediary of a father? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam did not have a father. The way Muslims revere and honor and respect Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, no other community does. What does the Quran say? The Quran says in regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam very clearly, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمِ. You know, and the parables are unique. The parables are unique. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came from Jannah, and he was brought into this world. Why? Because of the enemy. because of shaitan. لا تقرب هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. They ate from the forbidden tree. They were cast out. اهبطوا منها جميعا. Both of you go. All of you go into the earth. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam came from the sky. He came into the earth because of the enemy. Isa alayhi salam's مثل إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم. So his migration is the other way around. Said in Isa, Adam alayhi salam came from the sky, he came to the earth. Isa alayhi salam is the other way around. Because of the enemy, he goes from the earth, he goes to the sky. So, and then you got the parable of being born. See, it's interesting. Very beautiful. The Quran placement is so amazing. Have you ever thought, why does Allah mention the birth of Isa alayhi salam in the Quran, in Surah Maryam, after the mention of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam? Allah mentions about Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. Kaf ha ya ain sad. Zikr rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. And then Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam says, Inni wahana al-azma minni. Wa shta'al ra'su shayba. Wa lam akum bidu'aika rabbi shaqiyya. Wa inni khiftu al-mawaliya min warai. Wa kanat imra'ati aqira. And you carry on. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam says, Oh Allah, I've never been deprived. Whenever I've asked you, I've never been deprived. Oh Allah, I'm asking you. My wife is barren. If you can give fruits out of season to Maryam, then most certainly you can give life to a dead womb. My wife has a dead womb. وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. My wife is barren. She's never given birth. She's old. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam was somewhere in the region of, according to some narrations, he was over approximately 100 years old. The wife would have been approximately 85 to 90 years old. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave life to a dead womb. This is why Yahya alayhi salam is called what? Yahya. Because he gave life to a dead womb of his mother. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, his mention is made in the Quran first, in Surah Maryam. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Why? If Allah can give life to a dead womb to Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu salam's mother, why can't Allah Ta'ala create for Hazrat Maryam or give, why can't Allah Ta'ala create that ability in Sayyidina Maryam to be born, to be given birth to an individual without the intermediary of the father? Today, science has proven that is absolutely possible, that a lady can become pregnant without the intermediary of a husband. Science today has proven it. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah used to say, there will come a time modern day inventions of science will bring Islam close to the human mind. There was a time you could not understand how can you an individual go into the fire and not get burnt. Now you have leatherproof jackets that will prove. Today there was a time where you could not understand how can you measure temperature. How can you measure your actions on the day of Qiyamah when it's something that is not tangible? You know your actions, you've done them, and you can't touch them, you can't feel them. Okay, there's no existence. Your salat is finished. You've read your Jumu'ah namaz, it's finished. It's not something tangible that you can touch. But modern day inventions have made everything close to the human mind. So Sayyidina Maryam, in regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam, it is very clear what the Muslims believe. And you know, my personal advice to everyone, educate your children the tafsir of Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Educate your children with the tafsir of Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. It's an amazing, Mulla Ali Qadi rahimahullah says, if you want to understand Tawheed, the best ayat of the entire Quran is Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Say, He is Allah alone. What does that mean? That is proving the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah ta'ala has absolutely no partner. Allah ta'ala has no children. Allah ta'ala has no one, because Allah ta'ala is absolutely one and unique. And Allah ta'ala does not have a son, waghira, waghira, waghira. Number one. See, having, you know what the Quran says? You know what the Quran says? Hazrat Maryam, Hazrat Isa. It mentions both of them. And then the Quran says, Kana ya'kulani ta'am. Hazrat Isa, Hazrat Maryam. They used to eat. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, when you eat, you have a digestive system. Someone who has a digestive system needs to go to the bathroom and has to relieve themselves. How can they be good? How can they be the son of God? Allama Idris Kandilwi rahimahullah has mentioned a beautiful statement. I don't want to go into it, but inshallah it's something very, very unique. Inshallah, my time is very, very limited. But you know, I'm just going to leave you two with this, inshallah. The four things in Surah Al-Ikhlas. Number one, the oneness of Allah. Number one. Number two, Allahus Samad. Allah is independent. Allah does not need a child. Why does Allah want a child? You know, why do me and you want a child? Why? Because you want to be remembered after you die. You want to leave a legacy. You want someone to make dua for you. Why do you want a child? They will be of use to you in your old age. That's why we're going to tell it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu samad. That's highlighting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who comes and does everything for you, but he la yahtaju ila shay. He is not in need of anyone. Allahu samad means ay yusmadu ilayhi kullu shay, wa la yahtaju ila shay. Allah ta'ala is not dependent on anyone. Number three, lam yalid wa lam yulad. That means Allah is not weak. Allah is not weak. Why do we want children? Because we are weak. When we become old, then inshallah you want someone to become your sahara and your support. And number four, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Allah Ta'ala, there is absolutely no one like Allah. When you say, Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, that means they are from the same species. They are from the same jinns. This is what Allama Idris Kandalwi rahimahullah says. Do you go to a human being and say, MashaAllah, Mubarak, your wife gave birth to a donkey. Does a human give birth to someone out of their own species? A human gives birth to a human. A human gives birth to a human. Na'udhu billah, if someone says Allah Ta'ala gave birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, you know Allah Ta'ala did not beget, neither was he begotten. And mashallah, this is very, very problematic in the Bible as well. Look at the word beget and try and see what that means. That's why they've had to change so many versions of the Bible. This is not the time, but inshallah, some other time, we'll try and... But my message to all of you, inshallah, please, educate our children in regards to the beliefs of Isa alayhi salam and what we as Muslims believe in regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And my last message, inshallah, for today, in just two minutes, inshallah, ask ourselves, you know, the plight of the Muslim ummah, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Sudan, and especially in Gaza, a lot of people ask, what can I do? What can I do? You know, you will not become the next Salahuddin Ayyubi. Inshallah, we can hope. You know, we're not going to become the Salahuddin Ayyubis. We are not going to become Sultan Abdul Hamid, one of the last kings of the Ottoman Empire. Sultan Abdul Hamid, mashallah, you know what the people of Gaza are saying today? You know what the people of Gaza are saying? One Sultan Abdul Hamid did what today 52 Muslim countries are not able to do. When Sultan Abdul Hamid, the Ottomans, you know when he was told to give 1 millimeter of Palestine or an area of Palestine, he said, you're talking about an area of Palestine? I won't give you 1 millimeter. I'll give you not 1 millimeter. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, we look down upon Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. He is the one who wrote the harakat in the Quran. Fatha, Dhamma, Kasara, he is the one, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. 11 Jews came to Hajjaj ibn Yusuf and said, we would like you to change one ayat of the Quran, just one ayat of the Quran. He said, you stay here, inshallah, I will be hospitable to you. He went inside his apartment, he brought a sword, kill all of them. Those individuals who asked me to change something of our deen, this is what you deserve. Me and you, what can we do? Inshallah, it's a bad situation. It's a bad situation. So what do you do? Number one, inshallah, you make a lot of dua for the people of Palestine. And the three duas you're going to make, number one, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Number one. Number two, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. And number three, excessive durood upon the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Number one. Number two, change our lives. Change our a'mal. Do tawbah, do istighfar. Try and change it. And number three, and this is very, very important, change the system that we are following, the customs of the West that we are following, we need to change. So remember, it's a bad situation. Remember the word bad. B, boycott. Boycott their way of life. Boycott all their goods, whatever you can do. If you still have Coca-Cola, if you still have Pepsi, you should be ashamed of yourself. Absolutely 100%. You should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. Number one. So you boycott whatever you can. Boycotting means you cannot have Western way of life at home. Sunnah has to come into your life. What else do we need? We want these situations to come in England. We want to come in Harlow. What the people of Palestine are going through. So inshallah, we remember number one, boycott. A, actions. Change your actions. And D, make a lot of dua. And number three, inshallah, try and raise awareness. In your circles, to whatever limit you can, inshallah, try and raise awareness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Inshallah, days will change. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will come, Sayyidina Mahdi will come. But you ask yourself, will I be part of the army of Sayyidina Mahdi? That's what we need to ask. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah, to make dua for our brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their martyrdom. May Allah grant them sabr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, next time I'll mention, the question is, why does Allah allow such sufferings to happen? Inshallah, that is for the next Jumu'ah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers, please, inshallah, please, all the gaps in front of you, if you can fill them in, inshallah. There's a lot of gaps in front, inshallah, please. Try to accommodate for all the brothers who are coming. brothers who are waiting at the back, inshallah, if you can maybe just walk in, inshallah, there will be space, inshallah. Please try and accommodate for everyone that is waiting, inshallah. Jazakumullah, brothers, please. If you can just stand up, inshallah. JazakumAllah to everyone, inshallah. Brothers, just one, two announcements, inshallah. Brothers, first, inshallah, please make dua for all our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, and all over the world, inshallah, in Sudan. There are brothers and sisters who are going through a very, very difficult time, inshallah. Brother Shamim's mother is in hospital in Bangladesh. Inshallah, request dua for them, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her a speedy and a healthy recovery, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease and grant sabr, inshallah, to everyone involved. A special dua, inshallah, for everyone in Gaza. Not a single day should not go empty where you're not making dua 5 times a day for our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza. 5 times a day, after every single salat, inshallah, before you walk out, just say, oh Allah, have mercy on the people of Palestine. Oh Allah, grant them their own country. Oh Allah, destroy the enemy. Allahumma ahlikum kama ahlakta adam wa thamud. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna kalimatihim. Allahumma mu'atharahum. Allahumma akhta adabirahum. You know, make dua as much as you can, inshallah. And the second announcement, inshallah, brothers, please, please, please. Those brothers who are walking out after salat, if you can make sure that you leave. You know, a lot of brothers are just staying there, and thereafter they're not leaving. So the brothers who are coming for the second Jumu'ah, it's making it very, very difficult. There is a jam between the brothers who want to leave and then the brothers who are coming in. So straight after Jumu'ah, if you are leaving, then please, if you can leave straight away. Inshallah, you read Sunnah waghera, no problem. Okay, but if you are going to leave, then leave for good. Oh, inshallah, just stay here, and you can stay here till Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, inshallah, no problem. But inshallah, if you are blocking anyone, then you should leave straight away. Please do leave straight away. Whilst you are leaving, please try and maintain silence, and do not make a noise, do not disturb those brothers and sisters who are reading Salat here, inshallah. And inshallah, please, you know, try and make sure our children are not buying Easter eggs, they're not buying cross buns, they're not buying other things that are imitating the Western world, okay, especially on this occasion. You want to make a pancake, there's no need to make it on a Tuesday. Okay, and inshallah, you know, you need to be particular as well. Okay, today, our brothers and sisters are complaining that they don't find a munasib and a suitable spouse. You see why? Because we're not careful in regards to our health, and then people are becoming quite big in terms of size, and then they don't find suitable spouses. You know, mashallah, just to get married, try and eat healthy. With the intention, inshallah, of trying to get married, inshallah, and get someone, because otherwise a lot of people are struggling to find a munasib spouse, and they say, you know why? Because it's either because we are putting on a lot of weight, and we're not doing exercise, so inshallah, and then inshallah, we also remember our brothers and sisters, inshallah, all over the world who are not as fortunate as we are, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على اسم الله حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا عباد الله حديثنا اليوم عن نبي عظيم من أولي العزم من الرسل نبي رفع الله شأنه وأيده بالمعجزات وجعله آية للناس ورحمة للعالمين إنه سيدنا عيسى بن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين ولد عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام من أم طاهرة عفيفة بدون أب وكانت ولادته معجزة من معجزات الله سبحانه وتعالى قال سبحانه وتعالى قالت ربي أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قال كذلك الله يخلق قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وكان من معجزاته أنه كلم الناس في المهد قال سبحانه وتعالى فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا كما يحب ربنا ويرضى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أيها المسلمون إن من أعظم الواجبات علينا أن نؤمن بعيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام على الوجه الذي جاء به الإسلام بدون غلو ولا تفريط قال سبحانه وتعالى يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة وقد أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام سينزل في آخر الزمان ويكسر الصليب ويقتل الخنزير ويضع الجزية ويحكم بالشريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا فيكسر الصليب ويقتل الخنزير ويضع الجزية رواه البخاري ومسلم رحمهم الله فاعترفوا فضل نبي الله عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام وآمنوا به كما أمر الله وبينوا حقيقته لمن يجهلها بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير البشر محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم الله بذلك قال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ في فلسطين وأهلها اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان اللهم فرج كربهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى من كل سوء وحرره من قيود الظلم والعدوان واجعلنا من جنوده المدافعين عنه يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Brothers, please make sure, inshallah, all the gaps in front of you are filled. Inshallah, there's a lot of brothers still waiting at the back, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
صفوا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم والله لا يحب الظالمين ذلك نتلوه عليك من الآيات والذكر الحكيم إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.